from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Justin in Athens. Hey, Justin.
What's up, Andy, Randy? How y'all doing?
Good, man.
So, what's the most ticked off you've ever been after a game? Mine was the SEC Championship with Aaron Murray and the Dogs come up for you in short. I threw a chair through a closet door.
Dude, I'm just telling you. Just drop it. I yelled so loud. That's when we lived in San Diego, and we were on like the 8th floor or whatever. I'm pretty sure people heard me downstairs. I yelled so loud, drop it! So freaking loud. But
is that the one?
I think that's the one. That one was harder than the Tua throw.
Okay.
Yeah, that one was harder than the Tua throw.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's probably it.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's just a different level of like sadness that you feel as a kid versus like when you're grown up. I don't know.
Like, I've never thrown nothing or broken anything over a sporting event.
I kicked a wall when Richard Hamilton made that that fadeaway against the Huskies in the final or in the Sweet 16 in 99. But it didn't break anything, luckily. I think honestly the most mad I've ever been after a game was the 06 Sweet 16 loss the Huskies had to UConn.
Uh-huh.
They're up 8 with like 45 seconds left. And they just blew the game. Mike Jensen, power forward for the Huskies, dumbest foul in the history of basketball, just screaming at him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Mike, what are you? That was a good team. Brandon Roy probably could have been a Final Four team.
Yeah. You still think about it, don't you?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. Because they haven't even, I don't even think they've been back to the Sweet 16 since then.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the most mad I've ever been. God, I was mad at Mike Jensen. I'm still mad at Mike Jensen. He ended up working with my brother at Macy's years later in the shoe department.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, good.
Whoa. Shoe department.
Yeah, he's selling shoes.
And you said,
which there's nothing wrong with. Like, there's nothing wrong with selling shoes.
There's nothing.
Yeah, but I'm just glad he didn't have a basketball career.
That's
what I'm happy about.
Damn, Bunk.
I'm glad his dreams of basketball fell apart after that. Mason's in Barnesville. Damn. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Three statements for you. As an Alabama fan, I just want to say Malachi Starks is the best defensive player on the field. I don't care who he's playing against. That man is crazy.
He's great.
Georgia Tech's pretty impressive this year. I think they're going to do pretty decent compared to the past 10 years. And I completely forgot about my third question. appreciate you.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Mason.
Malachi Starks, he's unreal, man. Like I said, he had to play that star position, which is a very important position in his defense.
Yeah.
But I would love to see him stay there.
Yeah.
But he was great. Yeah, I mean, I won't say it can't get no worse, but no, Tech's gonna be fine.
Yeah, like
Tech's gonna be fine.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
To be 2-0, having that great win in front of everybody in week 0, coming back and not doing the the sleepwalk thing against Georgia State.
Looked a little bit like it.
They beat them 45 or whatever. So they had a nice performance.
Right.
And now, kind of looking around the ACC, like, who scares you?
Nobody.
Like, Miami's good. Miami's really good. And they beat Miami last year, by the way. I know it's totally different
year
in college football, but like,
they play Boston College this year? Because that's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just a straight hit them up shot. I mean, that's going to be a damn slugfest right there. But yeah, I mean, I think that that Coach Key has them right where they need to be. Sorry,
35-12 they won on Saturday.
Yeah, but you got a nice quarterback, nice scheme, nice system, and everything you want to do.
They don't play Boston College. They got Syracuse,
okay.
VMI.
It's always a tricky one. It's at Syracuse.
Yeah. And they got,
it's always a tricky game.
They got some momentum. They're excited.
Yeah.
Louisville, Duke, at UNC, Notre Dame. That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Obviously, that'll be a tough one. Virginia Tech, Miami comes here.
Mm-hmm.
NC State, who almost lost to Western Carolina.
Yes, they did.
And then, obviously, Georgia. The final one. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sky's the limit. It's very exciting. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
All right, fellas. Y'all got a call in regards to your most upset moment. So, my most proud moment actually happened over the weekend. So, me and my lady watching the game, and Mikael gets hurt, right? So, she immediately jumps up, walks out of the room, gets on the phone. She comes back into the room 15 minutes later and says, he all right. He going to be in the back. He probably not going back in the game. It's probably a grade 2 ankle sprain. And I'm looking at her like,
you got the Columbus insiders down there. I like that.
Right. So a couple days later, obviously, we get news. And I'm like, hey, I had to call you. You were absolutely right. She was like, I told you. That's family. So what was the proudest of one of your family members? Or anybody on call or something that you just like, hey, what in the hell do you know about this?
Like the most proud you've been of a family member getting something correct?
Oh.
I don't like when my brothers get stuff right. It makes me mad.
Really?
Especially when it comes to sports, yeah.
They're not sports guys like you.
Ryan is.
Okay.
And Michael likes the NFL a lot.
Oh, okay.
Cole doesn't know much about sports. Not a big sports guy.
Oh, man.
No, because like Ryan will get something right and then just like keep texting me.
Yes. And
I told you. Yes, like, yeah, you did, I guess.
Leave
me alone.
I hate, and you know exactly where I'm looking at, I hate that I told you guy, or like, what did I say? I just told like you. I
called it.
Called
or
it.
Called it. Like, so what? So damn cookie? God. They're the worst. They're the worst.
But also, my brother is convinced the Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl every year.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I think this is like, and then when they finally did, he's like, I told you. He's like, you've been telling me they're going to win the Super Bowl every year since 1994.
Right.
You don't get to take credit for the one year they actually did. Plus, also, everybody knew they were going to be good that year.
Yeah.
You don't get credit for that.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, it's different now. Like Mo said, like, they probably called his mama right there. He's fine.
Yeah, so his lady, I mean, Michael Williams from Columbus,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So they know family and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
It was, you know.
She beat Pete Thamel to the punch on that one.
You know what was crazy? We were in the car after we were on the way back from tutoring, and we were listening to the game day thing, and they were talking about the dude that's been in college for 9 years.
Yeah.
And they told his story.
He caught a touchdown.
Yeah,
didn't he?
No, it was crazy. But they told a story about him getting the bad luck of him getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
And then I just thought to myself, damn, I feel, now you know me, it's hard to make me feel bad about anything. You know, because once I say it, I mean it, and I live with the whatever I say. But yeah, I was like, damn, I did say he needed to hang it up. But he just don't want to, man. And just some of the stories where by his mom and everything was so cool. But yeah, I saw him catch a touchdown. I was like, hell yeah, good for him.
Yeah, he caught a touchdown for the Hurricanes,
yeah.
Right? Cam McCormick is his name. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good for
him. He's been in college for 9 years.
Yeah, man.
But again,
all the injuries,
not
crazy.
Just because he's like,
yeah, dude,
he's been hurt.
Freakishly get hurt.
Yeah, so you get a red shirt and then you get a gray shirt.
Mm-hmm.
What colors do the shirts get after that?
I don't know, Andy. They're all medically, you got to go in front of a judge.
You get a blue shirt.
Yeah, then he had the COVID year.
Then he had the COVID year.
Yeah.
This man's 30 years old.
He's 26.
26.
Yeah.
Closer to 30
damn
than
near.
He is to 20.
Damn near. Damn near.
Yeah, but now he's on a really good team.
Yeah,
and
man.
He caught a touchdown, so it's awesome. Derek is in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing? I wanted to ask you, what is a cool nickname that was given to you guys through sports? Because of my sports knowledge, I was given the nickname of Almanac. And I wanted to ask you another question is, since you guys have gotten older, what are some things that you got more interested into? Mine is traveling and trying new foods. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Derek.
All right, what was the first
one? You got a good nickname? So when I was a freshman.
I've always been called Mac.
Okay.
Always.
Everybody calls me Bunk pretty much. But when I was a freshman on the high school soccer team, the seniors called me Sports Center because I would make good plays, but they were very slow. It was like it's all in slow motion.
Okay.
It's like a highlight show. It's like, that was a great play.
Uh-huh.
It was in slow motion.
Right.
Like, how are you the slowest person in the world?
Okay.
Like, I don't know, I'm 14. I'm growing.
Yeah, man.
Then by the time I was a senior, I was faster.
Leave me the hell alone,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Leave me alone, guys.
Yeah. What did you say? The one thing that what?
I don't know. Something you've gotten
into. Hobby you picked up as you've gotten older.
Chilling. I am the ultimate chill, mind my own business person ever. And I've always been a person to mind my own business, but I was out there hanging out and stuff. Man, I can't do it. And I can do it. My bounce back game is where it needs to be.
Mine isn't.
I just don't want to be doing it.
I
just don't want
to
do it.
I need to retire.
Yeah, I just don't want to do it.
God, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I'm more into now than I used to. It's all, boring older person stuff.
What?
I don't know. Just you name it. Like, I know a lot more about tree species than I used to. I really like gardening. I didn't used to really like gardening that much. Just lawn
just
care in general. What should I call it?
I don't know.
Right, we keep a garden.
Y'all keep a garden.
We're growing tomatoes.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful garden.
It's nice.
It's
fresh tomatoes.
It's gorgeous, dog.
Squash.
Just how we were just talking and everything. You said, you're gardening?
I do.
I know.
Working on your self-sufficiency?
I know you do, man. I know you do. There's nothing wrong.
You need me to rebrand it in a more hard way?
You just didn't have to say it.
What's the hard way to talk about gardening?
No, you said lawn work. It was just the conversation we were having. And I was like, I also enjoy gardening.
I'm just talking about stuff
do.
I'm into now that
I know
I'm older.
You do. That's cool, man. I saw the garden. It's lovely.
It's good.
It's wonderful.
It was just like seven tomatoes yesterday.
It was just a conversation of us talking and like gardening. But that's cool. Gardening is great.
That's how I talk.
Yeah. Hey. What was your sports name?
The teleporter.
They called it the teleporter. Yeah.
The damn teleporter. Yeah. Come on,
that's
man.
A good nickname, though.
It's great.
That's a really good nickname.
They didn't know how I got so open, man.
It's a good nickname. All right, let's get a takeaway of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaway of the day, every rabbit show.
Damn. You can't let vandals hang.
You can't.
You can't let vandals hang. Teleporter and Andy Bascal Sports Center.
Yep. Randy needs five.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Falls to sleep.
I want to see this five-sided bedroom.
It sounds pretty cool.
Hearing the CBS chime and seeing the Big Ten irked Randy's nerves.
It did.
Georgia
it did.
Playmakers, they need a little bit more wiggle.
It did.
The interrogation room doesn't even need the bright light on.
No.
And gardening needs a rebrand.
There's nothing wrong with gardening. It's good that he does that. My neighbors, they have a beautiful garden.
Can we call it growing?
It was just the
he out there growing. Yeah.
It was just how the conversation was going.
Cultivating?
I don't know. Call it what you want. The tomatoes are delicious.
Yeah, they are.
I'm going to go home and have a tomato sandwich right now.
Really?
All right. Well, yeah.
Mayonnaise and salt, pepper.
Yeah, mayonnaise, salt, pepper, bread, tomatoes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.